Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 142 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600. Now, this thing is... looking at the pictures right now, I've kind of been captivated by looking at it because honestly, it's just so ridiculous that there's now like a Maybach SUV, but it's so ridiculous that I think it's super dope. I actually love it so much. It actually might be my favorite luxury SUV ever. It's just so big. And the inside, in the interior, there's just so much room inside of it with these phenomenal seats. I mean, we're going to get to the details in just a second. I currently have a Mercedes SUV myself, and just thinking of the biggest SUV that Mercedes-Benz makes, which for those that are not aware, is the GLS. There's a few different variants of it, but it's the biggest SUV they make, and it is their seven-passenger. With the new 2020 GLS that just came out, you can get a six-passenger variant with captain seats in the middle. But just thinking of a Maybach, which is the ultimate luxury version of a Mercedes-Benz S-Class, there's now a Maybach version of the ultimate luxury Mercedes-Benz biggest SUV in... The SUV, the GLS, is already crazy and beautiful and amazing and as luxurious as it is. And now there's a Maybach version of that, taking it to even greater heights of luxury. It's just something crazy to even think about. But let's just stop talking about that. Let's take a actually look at the details. Exterior-wise, in typical Maybach fashion, there are two-toned variations of paint available, particularly on the Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600. There are 8 different color options you can choose from, all of which are two-toned. Naturally, the car, as standard, will sit on massive 22-inch wheels, but 23-inch wheels are available as an additional option if you might like to do so, and I have a feeling majority of people that get this car might actually opt for the 23-inch ones compared to the standard 22. Of course, there's running boards on this Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600. Cool thing about these, though, they actually measure 6.8 feet in length and have a pretty cool LED strip that runs around it so you can see at nighttime. And that is officially the biggest running boards I've ever seen on any car. The running boards also project pretty unique a Maybach logo onto the ground in case you needed further help trying to see which car is yours. By the way, just look for the Maybach logo on the ground when you're trying to unlock and lock your car, trying to find it. Now, there is a traditional Mercedes-Benz hood ornament on the vehicle, a Mercedes-Benz logo on the engine cover, the rear trunk, and the steering wheel. All will feature the Mercedes-Benz star on the Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600. But this being a Maybach, the logo's got to be at least in a couple places. So mainly, you'll see the Maybach name and logo on the interior, as well as the farthest rear pillars on the exterior of the car. Now, the interior for any Maybach is where the magic happens. And let me tell you, the magic has happened on this Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600. The wild factor about this interior is actually has to do with the platform itself, is the GLS. It being a super long vehicle already, the standard GLS, there's already so much room inside the vehicle. Now, where this gets a little bit wild is typically the GLS is a 6 or 7 passenger vehicle. Mercedes took all those seats out and put 2 in the back. So this is a 4-seater massive luxury SUV. All of that room in the back, practically almost the entire length of the GLS 600, is going to be utilized for the rear passengers. It's got 4 seats as standard. So passengers in the rear get to enjoy 43.4 inches of legroom in which the seats themselves can recline back. And the seats look so plush and so comfortable. I felt if I were to sit in one and just lean back, I would just instantly fall asleep just like that. Now, if you are driving by yourself, or say you have a driver, a chauffeur, as you might say, which I can imagine you potentially could have in this car, and you're sitting in the rear right passenger seat, your driver, of course, is in the front driver's seat, The right rear passenger has a button in which they can make the right front passenger seat move forward so you can enjoy a total 4.4 feet of legroom in the back. Now, I'm not the tallest person in the world. I'm 5 feet 7 inches. So me, normally, I already have a lot of room in a GLS, in a standard Mercedes-Benz GLS. Giving me an additional 3 feet of room, I could fully lay down in that reclined seat. It's absolutely incredible. Now, there is an option if anybody did want it. Not going to lie, I don't see why you would. I feel like it'd just be a waste. But you could get a 5-seat configuration for the GLS 600. But just let's not even talk about that. I feel they should keep it a 4-seater because of that's where the magic is, being 4 seats in this car. Now, technology-wise, naturally, a Maybach is pretty much going to come with every single thing you would want. Naturally, it would be fully loaded. Same thing for the Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600 SUV. It's naturally going to come practically with everything you would want. Heated and ventilated seats, full navigation, panoramic roof, the highest leather options. It's all standard. But there are a few options you could get if you desire to that are not standard. Things more luxurious based, like champagne flutes, a refrigerator, rare fragrances, and interior perfume for the car. Rear seat entertainment and foldable tables are all options on the Mercedes-Maybach GLS if you wanted to customize your luxury experience even more. Now, with all these options, all this weight, all this big of a car, what's going to be powering this thing? I mean, this thing's going to be heavy. If I had to take a guess, I'm going to say, because keep in mind, it's a Maybach. Maybachs are typically heavier vehicles compared to normal Mercedes-Benz cars. I'm going to take a guess and say it's almost 8,000 pounds. I don't know for sure, but that's just what I'm thinking. Now, moving this Mercedes-Maybach GLS is going to be a twin-turbocharged 4-liter V8 producing 550 horsepower and 538 foot-pounds of torque with EQ Boost, which will basically be electric assistance in the car, which will add an additional 21 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque. Now, the United States spec only, not the spec of the rest of the world for the Maybach GLS 600, just the United States can actually reach 0 to 60 in 4.8 seconds, and will top out. It is limited at 130 miles per hour. With good reason, though, because you don't need a car that size going extremely and incredibly fast because you don't want to tip over. Now, last but of course, most certainly not least, let's talk about price and production. Now, the Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600, for those that are curious about inquiring about one, will be available for purchase either the third or fourth quarter of 2020. So let's just say a little around this time next year. And the price is going to be around the $200,000 mark. And I actually learned that from talking to a Maybach representative earlier this year in August of 2019 during Monterey Car Week, the Mercedes-Benz building. Like I said earlier in this podcast, more than a few episodes ago, was kind of a prequel to this one. I had the pleasure and opportunity of talking to some Mercedes-Benz representatives and Maybach representatives about this vehicle, and their goal was to be around the $200,000 mark. So without a doubt, one of the most expensive and most luxurious luxury SUVs you can get. Of course, the Rolls-Royce Cullinan is more expensive than that, but that's just a different story. But I don't know, amazing vehicle, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, might be my favorite luxury SUV now. It's just so big and so just ridiculous, but it's ridiculous in a cool kind of way, and I love it. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think this is too much of a car, or just enough, or in the middle ground? What do you guys think from a luxury standpoint of the Mercedes-Maybach GLS 600? But everyone, that's all we have today for episode number 142. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the podcast for the first time, thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel and browse around. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. And if you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you already are watching on YouTube, thank you so much for stopping by. You guys know if you ever need anything from me, shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise out there. www.tlg.com, your source for the best car merchandise. Got a coupon code for you guys as well. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 143. Very exciting episode. We're going to be talking about the Tesla Cybertruck. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.